Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Wow, what a powerful picture of our identification with the persecuted church around the world. But let's just realize we can miss this. Right? Like we have brothers and sisters in Christ, part of the body of Christ. We have family members who are in prison right now. And if we're not careful, we can not think about them at all, not pray for them, not do what this verse says. Remember them as though we were in prison with them. Like that's not just think about them every once in a while. That's let them be constantly on your mind as if you're in prison with them. Those who are being mistreated, as if you're being mistreated with them. This is a clear command in the Bible for us to identify with, pray for, think about, advocate for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted, who are imprisoned around the world. So I just want to encourage you, and you can go to Voice of the Martyrs, Open Doors, different ministries to find out about our persecuted brothers and sisters. I even think about our urgent initiative through Radical. Just recently, a couple of our urgent workers, I won't mention their names here specifically, just in light of the security risks at play, but they were imprisoned in this one particular country, and we were praying for, working for, their release. By God's grace, they are both out now. But it was a reminder to be praying continually for them. But that's what Hebrews 13 is calling us to do as the body of Christ for our persecuted brothers and sisters all the time. So let's pray now. And then I would just encourage you to make sure there is some kind of intentional focus based on Hebrews 13:3, in your life, in your family, and in your church, on remembering those in prison as though we were in prison with them. Those who are mistreated as if we're being mistreated with them. God, we pray to you as our Father in heaven for our brothers and sisters in Christ right now who are in prison. God, we don't know all their names. You know every one of their names. They're our family, and we intercede for them right now. We pray for your strength over them. We pray for your help for them. We pray Acts 4 like boldness for them with the gospel in prison. God, we pray for their release as the church prayed in Acts chapter 12 for Peter. God, we pray for their deliverance from prison, for the spread of the gospel through their lives. God, we pray for their family members who are hurting, who are struggling in many different ways. God, we pray for your provision, your strength, your sustenance over them. We pray for the church in those places where brothers and sisters are imprisoned. God, we pray that they would not shrink back from the spread of the gospel. They would step into the spread of the gospel during these days amidst persecution around them. God, we pray for others who may not be imprisoned, but who are being mistreated, who are being persecuted in different ways. God, help them to stand. We pray, help them to stand firm in faith. I pray that you'd help them to share and spread the gospel in the middle of persecution, just like we see happening from Acts chapter 8, really all throughout the New Testament. God, may it be so today. And even as we pray all of this for our brothers and sisters in Christ amidst persecution and imprisonment around the world, we pray that you would give us, where we have freedom to share and spread the gospel, boldness. God, help us not to shrink back today when we don't have any of the same fears of consequences and imprisonment or persecution, at least to that level. God, help us to share the gospel boldly today. And God, we know that many of the most unreached places in the world will involve persecution and imprisonment in order for the gospel to spread there. So we pray specifically today for the Kandu people of India and Bangladesh. God, we pray that they would be reached with the good news of your grace, no matter what it may cost followers of Jesus to reach them, no matter what it may cost us as followers of Jesus to reach them. God, help us to be willing to do whatever you call us to do, no matter what it costs, for the spread of the gospel right around us and to the ends of the earth, as we remember each other amidst persecution, mistreatment, and imprisonment. We pray all this according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. In Jesus' name, amen.